Looks like it's going to be the hottest year on record globally.
Days, that were 30 degrees or hotter.
And that will only escalate in the coming years if we do not tackle climate change.
You're listening to the Climate Council podcast.
Welcome to the Climate Council podcast. I'm Alexia Boland. Australian businesses are jumping on board the renewables boom, with almost half of the nation's major companies making the switch to clean, affordable and reliable renewable energy in a bid to take control of their power bills and tackle intensifying climate change. The Climate Council's Renewables and Business Cutting Prices and Pollution Report shows that the number of Australian businesses installing solar power increased by 60% over 2016 and 2017, while total business solar capacity has more than doubled since 2016 too. Today's episode, we speak to Climate Council's Senior Energy Analyst Petra Stock to find out what the report means for Aussie businesses looking to take control of their skyrocketing electricity bills and also for tackling climate change.
What this report shows is that more and more Australian businesses are making the shift to renewable energy as a way of taking back control of their electricity prices. We know that electricity prices have gone up 90% in Australia over the past decade, and so businesses are seeing the opportunity in low-cost renewables as a way to take back control of their bills.
Everyone's been crying out over the cost of electricity bills, both domestic and commercial. Why are prices going up so high?
Well, there's a lot of different factors which are driving Australia's high electricity prices. Things like the exporting of our gas overseas, as well as network charges. So we spent a lot of money rolling out electricity poles and wires, which is now reflected in our electricity bills. So those are things that we can't unwind. Those high prices, to some extent, are here to stay. And so cheap renewable energy is really a huge opportunity for Australian businesses to cut their electricity bills.
And this report proves that commercially, businesses are taking up renewable energy, especially like rooftop solar, for example, in droves. That's an astounding figure that you've presented in the key findings.
That's right. So we've seen huge number of businesses investing in solar in particular. More than 40,000 Australian businesses installed solar in the last year, and that's been a huge jump on the year before, I think around 60%. So this is a trend which is only increasing over time.
So it goes back to the price of energy, the exorbitant cost going up between 80 to 90% over the last decade. It's a huge amount. So it's really just a sign that businesses, you know, they are coping through taking things into their own hands.
Of course, like, it's a win for the business bottom line, this shift to renewables. But from a climate perspective, it's a win as well, because, of course, shifting to more renewable energy is a way for Australia to cut its electricity pollution. So it's a win-win, win for business and win for the climate as well.
What kind of businesses are taking on, like, I imagine large scale only, but your report says there's actually a small business as well. It's a big mixture.
The report's got a number of different case studies from, as you say, businesses ranging from small agricultural companies, bakeries, through to really large-scale zinc refineries and mines in Western Australia. So it's really got the whole spectrum. Agricultural companies, minerals producers, also, you know, small businesses in inner cities.
So it's not actually about, you know, doing something good for the climate. I'm sure, you know, some see that as an added benefit, but it's purely the cost is just falling when it comes to renewables and storage. So it just makes economic sense.
That's right. So solar prices, we know, have been coming down dramatically over the past decade or more, and we're starting to see battery prices really come down as well. And that is a huge opportunity for business, because solar plus storage or wind plus storage means that you can have that clean, reliable, renewable energy all around the clock.
And so what are we expecting? Because we know that 46%, according to the report, of major companies are actively procuring renewable energy. Does that mean we're going to see these figures jump, the 60% could possibly jump to even higher?
we'd expect that this trend continues, and one of the reasons for that is these Aussie businesses are following what is really a global trend of businesses shifting to renewable energy. We know that more than 130 international global corporations have committed to 100% renewable energy. Businesses the likes of Apple, Facebook, Google, Johnson & Johnson, all those big names are all committed to 100% renewables. So this is Australian businesses following suit. So we definitely expect to see more.
Does that mean Australia is kind of catching up with the rest of the world's progress and commitment to not only tackling climate change, but just this transition away from fossil fuels?
Australia has tended to lag in some of these areas, but what we see here is that businesses are catching on and catching on quickly to the falling price of solar.
The fact that 32% of surveyed businesses, you know, said they would consider using renewables, does that give you a lot of hope that you know, these figures will keep growing?
Absolutely. And we know as well that consumers, when they're looking at buying products from different companies, prefer organisations that invest in renewable energy. So it's a positive for businesses in that way too, that their consumers want to see them investing in renewable energy.
The National Energy Guarantee and how it's proposed, rather, is there a concern that this policy could actually stifle the uptake in terms of business with renewables?
What we're seeing in this Business and Renewables report is that renewable energy is really a huge opportunity for businesses to take control of their electricity bills. And so with the National Energy Guarantee's low renewable energy target, that could really see Australian businesses, but also households and the country more broadly, miss out on those real benefits of shifting to renewables. So benefits in cutting pollution, but also cutting electricity prices through cheap renewable power.
And it could also have consequences for, you know, Australia's renewables and storage boom that we talk about so much. I think last year there was new data that showed there was more than 20,000 installations alone. So is that a concern as well, that, you know, the rollout of an energy policy that isn't credible or strong could actually really, really hurt?
That's right. So what we need to see is we've got the renewable energy target, which goes through to 2020, and we've seen a huge boom as we're taking up that renewable target, and we've already got enough new projects coming online to meet that 2020 target. But then we need something beyond that to continue to roll out renewable energy around the country. And the important reason for doing that is making sure that new renewable energy comes online well in advance of when coal closures occur, so that we've got reliable power, but also we avoid those dramatic chopping and changing of prices that comes with coal closures that are unplanned.
Predictions for how many installations we might see within the next year alone?
Well, we know we've seen a dramatic jump in the last year, so I hope and I would expect to see a massive jump again in 2018 from businesses seizing this opportunity from shifting to renewable energy.
And if you had any advice for a business, someone maybe part of our audience that's listening, how do you actually go about getting solar or battery storage involved? How do you go off the grid that way?
Well, a good starting point is to look at some of the case studies in our report. So some of the companies and organisations that have already taken those steps, have a look what they've done, and then go and do the numbers yourself. So seek advice from groups like the Alternative Technology Association or solar installers to get an estimate of what going to renewables might cost and what it might save you in the long run.
Petra Stock, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it from the Climate Council podcast team. You can access all of the latest Climate Council reports, fact sheets and podcasts at climatecouncil.org.au. You can also find us at Climate Council on Twitter and /Climate Council on Facebook. Don't forget the Climate Council is independent and community funded. We rely on community donations to fund our critical research, campaigns and projects. So please help support us with our work and donate via our website today.